And the Spirit entered into me, when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. Hello, welcome to Parousia Extension with my controller Damola David. Get set, raise up for an encounter of a lifetime. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. I want to share with you, dear friend, on a particular subject that I believe is going to be of help to your spirit and to your friend's spirit too. Hallelujah. I want to share quickly, on put off your shoes. Put off your shoes. Well, I don't mean put off your shoes, literally. Amen. Amen. Alright, let me read from Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3 is going to be a little long read, but it was really hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Amen. Amen. You can follow too. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb too. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. Verse 5, where we will stop. He said, and he said, draw not near either. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Hallelujah. I believe now you can see the area, the angle at which I'm coming from. Amen. Bible began to explain to us in Exodus chapter 3 about Moses keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro. Bible declared and explained that he was helping the flock, providing food for them, as he led the flock. All of a sudden, Bible said that he saw a bush that was burning but was not consumed. Verse 4 and 5, I'm a concern. Hallelujah. Baptist in verse 4, and that when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Verse 5 said, God declared unto Moses, and God said, draw not near, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I believe that when Moses began to move in this territory, in this land, I believe that he had access to some places. The Bible said that when he began to move close to the Lord, he began to move close to where the burning bush was, the Bible said that the Lord restricted him. The Lord told him not to draw near. In fact, the Lord told him to also put off his shoes because of where he was about to step into. See, friend, there are levels and dimensions that we may not be able to get into until we have taken certain things out of our lives. You can be working in miracles, you can be working in signs and many wonders, but there are some dimensions in God that you may not be able to function until you let certain things go. Now Moses could not enter into this cloud of glory because he was still with his shoes. I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters, what are you putting on that is restricting you from entering, from engaging, from accessing the will and the power and the glory of God in your life? Hallelujah. You know, there are people who have not decided to give their life and their hearts to Jesus. They want to, they want to function in the reality of the kingdom of God. Yes, they may be enjoying the general sunlight, the general rain. But there are some possibilities in God that you cannot enjoy until you dedicate your heart to the Lord. You know, there are people who have even given their heart to the Lord, but you are struggling with sin. You're struggling with sin in your heart. If you do not get to the point where you can take these sins out of your life, you will not be able to walk in certain possibilities in God. Some other people, it is their past that keeps haunting them down. It is what they've done in time past. Yes, they are born again, their spirit filled, their tongue talking, but the devil keeps reminding you of your past. You know, there is condemnation in your heart. Every time you want to step into a higher pedestal of grace, a higher pedestal of glory, your past, the condemnation in your heart restricts you from going. Hallelujah. These are the things you must put, you must deliberately put these things out of the way. You must deliberately take these things off. You must break the shackles of these things if you want to experience a greater dimension in God. You know, there's some other folks in this category, the category of people who have walked with the Lord or who are still walking with the Lord, but have not gotten to the part where they forget about the accomplishment that God has brought to their way, that such that they can begin to look forward. And you said they can begin to look forward to the things that God has already that God has already prepared ahead of them. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul began to declare that. He said, this one thing I do, I forget about the past. I forget about the accomplishment, the accolades. I forget about those things. He said, I begin to strive for what is before me. Hallelujah. If you do not take this thing off your life, brothers and sisters, it may be impossible for you to enter into certain territories in God's kingdom. Amen. Until Moses was able to put off his shoes, until then was he able to enter into a new dimension. God has prepared a greater platform, a greater dimension of grace for you. Even if you will put off the sin, even if you will put off negativity, even if you will put off condemnation, even if you will put off the accolades, the award that you receive, even if you will trust the Lord, only your sight can only see forward the thing that God has planned for your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear friend, I want you to know that God is expecting new greatness from your life. I want you to know that the plans that God has for you are great, they are great plans. I want you to know that God still wants, there is more. After more, there is more. After more, there is more that God wants to put into you. Let sin go away. Hallelujah. Don't let the emotion take over your life. Do not let the condemnation that is holding you down, don't let it overpower you. After that, you have not received the spirit of fear, you have received the spirit of love, of power, of someone. Hallelujah. God is entrusting greatness, greater dimension of grace and power into your life. But will you be able to step into it? One of the criteria for you to be able to step into it is to forget about the past, is to pull off your shoes, is to put off their word, is to pull it up, put off, take away the negativity, take away pride, hallelujah, take away the accomplishment, take away the greatness that you have seen right now, and focus for the trophy, and focus for what God will do, focus on greater plans and greater greatness that God is preparing in front of you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed, inspired, and challenged by this podcast. Share with your family and friends. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Parousia Extension. God bless you.